104 to 106. Cork's Red
FM. Okay, in the Munster Conference, which is, although Galway are in the Munster Conference, but there's not that many teams in Connacht, so we play against the Limerick Titans, Brough, Ennis, and Galway. Mm-hmm. We play home and away games, so we play four in Cork and we play four away. The winners of that then go to a final of us, and then play in the get to the All-Irelands and play semis and quarters. Set up here is we're the only team in Cork, which is good. So instead of just representing one club, we represent the entire county, which is, it not being such a big sport, it is not so hard to get players, but it's a smaller player base. But what you get is a better chance to go on to interpro level or even international level. In the 2010 season, we had 12 interpros from Cork Bulls and five guys who went on to play with the Ireland amateur team.
Is it hard for players to make the transition from union to league?
Some people do find it a bit difficult, but basically, if you think about it, it's tag rugby rules with contact.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing is for the forwards, it's not as tiring because you've got uncontested scrums, which is fantastic for me as a hooker. And don't have any lineouts, you don't have rucks and mauls. Yeah. There's tackle breakdown and running, and that's it.
Yeah.
Now there is a lot of running. It's from myself. I started playing in 2010, and having watched on TV and having seen the English and Australian games, I kind of had a good idea of the rules. There's a couple of small little rules that you got to get used to, but other than that, it's not that bad.
Now it seems to me like the club has progressed an awful lot in the last couple of years. You're here now. You're wearing a Cork Bulls jumper. You've got your ground sorted. You got a couple of sponsorships sorted. So it's really progressing in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. 2010 was a decent season. Like I said, 2011 unfortunately wasn't the best season. But this year we've got a brand new kit, brand new committee, brand new home, and brand new sponsors.
Your season is kicking off, the season is kicking off itself this week.
First game is a home to the Galway Rugby League team in Highfield. Yeah, like I said, we have a new home. Highfield Rugby Club have graciously let us annoy them for a summer, which is good. Mm. Hopefully going forward, it'll be a base for a couple of years because they've got some fantastic facility out there.
Eight games to play in the league. What would represent a good season for you?
Representing a good season is just do better than last season, which, like I said, it was a bit scattered, so it won't be difficult. But we would be looking to, we would be looking to be a force to be reckoned with. I mean, Limerick Titans have year in year out for the last I don't know how many years been kind of the dominant team in Munster.
Yeah.
And the 2010 game we played at the final against them, we miserably lost the first half, but in the second half we held on. And if it was two different games in two different halves, we would have won the second half. Which, for playing against All Ireland champions who have a massive representation on the Irish A side, it was good to play it like that against them. But we would be hoping that with a new squad, like I said, new club, and new attitude towards it, we'd do quite well. Red FM.